Chaim Shmulevich, the Meirosh Yeshiva Zatzal, once said over in the name of his father, and it's also printed in one of the Sichas Musar of Chaim, regarding an incident that happened in Volozhin in the time of Reb Chaim Volozhin. He said that once during the Suda in Yeshiva, lunchtime, they asked a particular shaila, a particular question from who was known, a Talmud, the Baki HaGodol B'Yoser, the biggest Baki in the Yeshiva. They asked him a particular shaila and didn't know what to answer. And it turns out that it was a Mefurish Toisvis. And he had tremendous tsar for the fact that he overlooked that he didn't know it. Merov tsar, Reb Chaim, as he relates it, Reb Chaim Shmulevich related, this happened in Volozhin. Merov tsar, the Talmud just left abruptly in the middle of the Suda, did not finish the Suda, and he did not even bench. And he ran off to some hidden place, and he spent there 7 years straight, and he learned by Asmoda Rabba, and he turned out to be one of the great Gedolei Yisrael. Reb Chaim just mentioned that he knew the name, but he didn't want to mention the name of that particular Godel, Mishum Kavodoi, because this is how the situation took place, that he had left because of Tsar, that he was caught off guard, not knowing the answer, which was the Mefurish Toisvis. So as a result of that, he just ran off in the middle of the Suda before benching, and he sat and learned 7 years straight by Asmoda Rabba, and eventually he turned out to be one of the great Gedolei Yisrael. So Reb Chaim continues, and he said that many years later, they once asked Reb Chaim Volozhin. They once asked Reb Chaim Volozhin if the Bacher did the right thing or not. And Reb Chaim said as follows. Mitzarechot, he definitely did Shloi Kedin, because it's also to get out of the meal without benching. But I can tell you one thing. Had he did Kedin, and if he waited until after the benching, he said he would have lost the Hisiris, and he would not become the Godel that he became. In other words, when a person receives and is charged with a particular Hisiris, you have to utilize it immediately. Because a Hisiris, if it is not taken care of, if you don't seize the opportunity of the moment, it may never come back again. So B'chaim says, Mitzarecho li did shloika alocha. Should have waited for benching. But I can tell you, had he waited for benching, he said he would not have ran off, would have already lost that particular Hisiris, and would not have emerged to be that Godel that he turned out to be. So this again, by the idea of what Hasmoda means, what it means to take charge of Hisiris. And as the Ramban tells us, on Shir HaShirim it says, Im to'iru v'im to'oiru esohava chitechpots. And Ramban says, the Kedushas Levi, Rabbi Yisrael Baditchev brings it, and this is a well-known Ramban. Ramban says, v'im to'iru v'im to'oiru, if a person finds himself that he is nisayri, he is motivated, he feels charged, he feels that he has a hisayris, he has a motivation, so take that hisayris, esohava achitechpots, turn it into a chepes, turn it into a kli, so says Ramban. Don't just allow it to wait for later. And you say to yourself, I'll make use of it later. But immediately take it that and translate it, put it into a kli, into a vessel, to be able to preserve that Isiris and to be able to utilize it and take out of that Isiris that which you are capable of doing. Just the Gavuche, talking about the great of Asmode. If you know, Reb Chaim Volozhin's brother was an equal godel, tremendous goin. As Rabaron, as we quoted a letter from Rabaron a while back, Rabaron, when he mentions Rav Zalman Levolozhin, he writes Goyin HaGoyinim. Rabaron Kotler, he writes on Rav Zalman Levolozhin, he writes Goyin HaGoyinim. And it said that Rav Zalman, after Volozhin, he moved to Vilna. Rav Zalman Levolozhin, after Volozhin, he moves to Vilna, and he was very weak. He was very weak simply because he ate very little. He was such a great maskman, he poshet, didn't have any time for eating, and he neglected himself. Not only that, he didn't even bathe as much as one was supposed to doing. Ibaklal was sort of like out of this world. He was living in a different world. His father-in-law was a Yid by the name of Reb Mechel, who was very upset. So Mamela, someone gave him an etza. You know what? When Reb Zalman lived back in Volozhin, he had a particular mishamish, an attendant. He knows Reb Zalman very well. Why don't you bring over this mishamish, bring him here to Vilna, and see that he maybe might be able to encourage Reb Zalman that he should eat a little more, maybe bathe a little more, take care of his personal needs. Health purposes, health reasons. And so the shamish in fact comes, and the shamish right away, very happy with Reb Zalman, didn't see him for a long time, and after exchanging the pleasantries, The Rishami says to Reb Zalman, he says, I'm very hungry. He said on himself, he's very hungry. Oh, a mitzvah. Here Reb Zalman, he closes the Gemara, and he's very, very active, and he goes bezrizis. And matter of fact, he runs and does everything. All the Mamari Chazal regarding the mitzvah, comes to his mind immediately, instantaneously. And that's all that Reb Zalman needs. It's a mitzvah. It's an opportunity. And so on and so forth. And he runs to his shver's house and asks if they should prepare a meal over there. Whether he have Reb Zalman. Go to his shver, prepare a meal. I have a choshev, a guest, he says, who needs food and is very hungry. And so on. The Shamish now said to Reb Zalman, I don't feel comfortable eating alone. Eat with me. No, again, it's, now the cheshbon was to eat with your guest. It's on the cheshbon of Achnos Sarchim. It's again a mitzvah. So Zalman sits down and he eats together with the guest. And at least for that time, he had a good meal. And then the Shami says, you know, I feel that from the Tirda Saderach, it says, I need a good bath or so. Maybe you can come along with me. Here again, he felt an opportunity of Achnos Sarchim. And of course, Zalman goes ahead, in fact, and he does it. This was the life of Reb Zalman. If it was a mitzvah, could be eating, whatever it is, he would not eat a sudas rishus. If the suda was something that can be converted into a sudas mitzvah, then it would be a high priority on his schedule. This was the avodah of a great Gadol Bisrael. So it's just interesting to point out just that in particular time that Reb Zalman was traveling back from Vilna to Volozhin with a wagon driver, and it was a bumpy road. Particular area, they must have hit a pothole or something, that the wagon just bounced so strongly that Reb Zalman was bounced out of the wagon. And the wagon driver did not even realize it. It's in the front. It just continues on and on. Reb Zalman is a mile back. After about half an hour or so, the wagon driver realizes Reb Zalman is not there. So he turns the wagon around. By the way, it was a snowy day as well. And what did he find? He finds Reb Zalman sitting there at the side of the road, covered with snow, looking into a sefer, not even realizing that he's not on the wagon. This is the godless of Reb Zalman Volozhiner, Dolei Yisrael of yesteryear. As a matter of fact, it was said, the sefer called Sefer Toldos Odom of Reb Zalman, it was said that it was known that in those days they didn't have central heating like today. People would sit by a stove oven to get some warmth. And Reb Zalman would sit next to the oven and he would do his learning there, not realizing is that the end of his jacket back had caught fire from the oven. It went so far, burned the jacket, even burning his flesh, and Bechlal did not even notice what was happening to him. No hargosh at all. So just to have an idea what the great Gadol Yisrael are. Before we move on, just want to mention something. Somebody actually asked this a few days ago, maybe a week ago, and this is something which is really discussed. The idea that Reb Chaim Volozhiner develops the idea, as we had in many prokim, we are now up to Perek Zayin actually, that the idea of the Kibitzelem Alekim, Boros Odom, because Baruch Hu created man B'Tzelem Elokim, and Tzelem Elokim, particularly the Shem Elokim, which denotes the Takuf of Bal Yecholus u'Bal HaKoyches Kulam, meaning HaKadosh Baruch Hu, who is the all-powerful. So if man is created B'Tzelem Elokim, it means the man was created with that power too. HaKadosh Baruch Hu was designated and gave man the extreme powers, that he is a Shalit Bel Yoinim B'Tachtoinim, that he basically dominates the upper worlds and the lower worlds by his actions. The Machshava Dibur and Maise, as we learned in Nefesh HaChaim. So, it was asked, so what about Goyim? Chaim makes point of it that this is the Koyach of a Yisrael, really, the Koyach of a Yid. If the source of these powers are derived from the fact, B'Tzelem Elokim, Boros Odom, Odom was not Dafke Jews, the human being, the human race, Boros Odom. And that would mean that even Goyim should have that ability. And yet we see through the Nefesh HaChaim, over and over again, that this koyach is something that is reserved dafke to Eden. And the question is, if the koyach is because B'Tzelem Elokim Boro, as so the man was created by the B'Tzelem Elokim, then it would seem that those powers, right, those powers are basically stretched across the board by anyone who was created B'Tzelem Elokim. And then this is something which there's a number of ways of how this is explained. One of the interesting ways how this is explained is, you might remember by the Dor HaPlogo, which is a very difficult parsha, the Dor HaPlogo, they're building this tower. They're building this tower as if to say, we want to fight and wage war with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. I mean, how tall a tower can you build already? What's the idea that they want to build a tower? Dor HaPlogo, they want to build this Migdal. And the Pasuk says that originally the Dor HaPlogo, before the Chet, they were Sofa Achas Udvorim Achodim. The Torah expresses that they were one language and they had unified words. Sofa achas u'dvorim achodim. And Rashi says something interesting. What does Dvorim Achodim mean? Unified words. And Rashi says the Loshon there, Bo'u be'etza achas. Dvorim Achodim means they had unified goal, a unified purpose, a meeting of the minds. In what way? So Rashi says, they came be'etza achas v'omru, Lo'i kol hamenu, HaKadosh Baruch Hu. HaKadosh Baruch Hu does not have the right she'yiver lo yisrael yoinim. This is what they tie in it. HaKadosh Baruch Hu does not have the right that he should be the soul. He should be the sole proprietor of the upper worlds. So Dvorim Achodim, says the Medrash, means Rabbi Yochanan Omar Dvorim Achodim, she'omru Dvorim Chadim al Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad. Dvorim Achodim. The word Achodim has also a dual meaning or triple meaning. Dvorim Achodim, Loshon Chad, that they spoke sharp words like Vayichad Yisroi, Chidudim, and also Dvorim Achodim Keneged the Hashem Echad. They spoke sharp words, achodim, plural. They spoke many inyonim of achodim. Chad, sharp, echod, one. That the time that we're going to wage war against the Kodesh Baruch Hu. We want to be a shutuf in Shemayim. We also want to have dominion in Shemayim. And the question obviously is, what does that mean? What does it mean that they thought to go up to Shemayim? Did they have a havimine? Did they have a havimine to go up to Shemayim and wage war with the Kodesh Baruch Hu? Avadik if shutuf cannot be. And the same thing we find by Rashi. Rashi says that Nimrod. What's Nimrod mean? Nimrod, the king. Nimrod was called Nimrod. Nimrod means Loshen Merida, to rebel. Nimrod was Gibor Beyoretz. And Rashi says, Lahamrid is Koloilom Al Kodesh Baruch Hu. The Atzas Dorav Logot. Nimrod was involved in being Merid, in bringing the world to be Merid, to rebel against the Kodesh Baruch Hu. And the Pella is, Nimrod was not someone who did not recognize the Kodesh Baruch Hu. That's why it's such a plea. It's so incredible. Because Nimrod, it is said about Nimrod, Yoideas Riboinoi Umischav Limrod Boy. It's not like he didn't know who HaKadosh Baruch Hu is. We wage war against the unknown. Yoideas Riboinoi. He knew HaKadosh Baruch Hu. He knew the existence of Hashem, and yet he was Mischav Limrod Boy. So imagine, we're talking about people who are Balei Hasogi Gedoyle. They were knowledgeable people. They're not nourishy people like we tend to think. They're people who had tremendous Hasogis. And Mele, if they said we want to be Oilul Rekia, we want to fight a Kodesh Baruch Hu, there had to be a deep meaning to that. There has to be a deep meaning. So what does it mean? Not only that, you notice the Lashon of the Pasuk, it's even all the more incredible, because what does a Kodesh Baruch Hu do? It seems kibiyochel. I mean, I'm using this Lashon, as if a Kodesh Baruch Hu was afraid of them. Because what does it say? Kodesh Baruch Hu says, you know what, we're going to mix up all the languages, and the Mele, they're going to get all confused, and the Lashon is, Ba'ato, and now that I confuse them, it's not going to be able to do what they wanted to do. It implies that they could have had the ability. How could they have the ability? They could have had the ability to be lechem keneged Hashem. What does that mean? Now, being a Kodesh Baruch Hu said, I blocked, I thwarted their plans. So now they cannot do that which they planned to do. Which is mashma that be'etzem they would have had the ability to do that. They would have the ability to be lechem keneged Hashem. What does that mean? However, Abayisai, according to the Nefesh HaChaim, it comes out tremendous, it comes out gevaldik. We learn now from the Nefesh HaChaim that HaKadosh Baruch Hu created man and he gave him dominion and Loshon Reb Chaim. And again, we'll have it in this parak again. Al Ribei Rivevon Koichos Velomois. On a myriad of worlds, countless, endless worlds, man was created with the ability that his actions down here either build worlds or destroy worlds. Which we had many, many times. Ein Mispar, the Lashon of Reb Chaim. Umosrom Biyodoi. HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave the koyach, the power of the fate of all of these oilemas, gave it into the hands of the people. That man is Hamanigoyz, a man leads them, guides them through his Protei Tnuois, the Lashon of Nefesh HaChaim. Through all the particular ways how man acts and Shemayim reacts. According to the Hanhoge of Bnei Odom, how people do it. And that's why we even had the Loshon, which is an incredible Chazal. Bizman shi Yisrael oisim ritzoyne shol mokoyim. When ye in fact do the Rotan of Hashem, moisifim koyach bigvura shol malo. It's an incredible idea that man is able to add power, to give power. What do you mean gives power? Because Kodesh Baruch Hu created and designed the upper worlds and the lower worlds, that man has the shlita. Man is the koyach either to build or to destroy. It's told if he's doing the Rotan of Hashem or he's not doing the Rotan of Hashem. This Rabbeisa was the kavon of the Dor HaFloga, to abuse that power. In other words, originally, B'Tselem Elokim Bara Sodom meant not only Yidin, there was no Yidin, because what created all the Marishin? Mankind. And the Dor HaFloga knew they had that koyach. They were talking Balei HaSoge. They knew that HaKadosh Baruch Hu created man, B'Tselem Elokim, which means that actions of man down here have the ability to destroy. So what the Dor HaPlugah wanted to do, being that they knew that a Maisa Rishis on this world, being that they knew that a Maisa Rishis on this world creates a Hisgabrus of Koyach Hora in the Bria and in the entire, all the elements, the entire universe, and all of the worlds. So Mamele, as we see, as a matter of fact, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Mesader, as Reb Chaim told us in Nefesh HaChaim, the Siddur, the way HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Mesader, all of the elements are Yoyim with Betavnis Odom. In other words, man is sort of like the shape of man, in a certain way, is in the shape of all the Oilemus. All the Oilemus are shaped in a way to resemble man, which is symbolic of the fact that man controls what happens in the upper worlds. Being that they knew it, that's what it means that they are wanted to make Melchoma with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. They knew that they can make a Pigam in what HaKadosh Baruch Hu created in Shemayim. That's what it means. They knew that Ma'aseh B'nei Yodom has the ability to create damage and to create a pigam in things that HaKadosh Baruch Hu created in Shemayim. And this is what they thought, that they're able, this is what it means, to be loichim with Hashem, to destroy that which Hashem has built. Because in fact, Hashem did give them the power. Hashem gave everyone the power, all of mankind. And as a result, therefore, because of the chait of the Dor HaPlugah, HaKadosh Baruch Hu says the Loshon, Va'ato anau, lo yibotza mehem, HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, I will block their plans. I will not allow them, kol hashayot malasois. Therefore, it's the opinion of many, it was from that moment on, that man, general man, lost the koyach of dominion and shlita on the upper worlds, and it remained only by Klal Yisrael, with the Mekablei HaTorah. And that's why Lamaise, when Nefesh HaChaim talks about the koyach and how far-reaching, right, the effort of man, the Maise ben Yodom, how far they have in effect, the consequences, the poel yosef, what a yid does, why is it dafke yid? Originally it was everyone, B'Tselem Elokim. But they lost it, they abused it, and it was taken away from them. So this is one of the mahalchim why lemaise, as it is now, this koyach is reserved only to Yidden, who have the koyach ha-Torah, na-dvekim b'Hashem, they have this koyach. And it was removed and taken away from general mankind, although originally they had it. So originally they had it, and it was taken away at the time of the Dor HaPlugah. I believe in one of the Shemusim Matasio Solomon, I believe also mentioned this idea, that it was removed from them by the Dor HaPlugah, this was taken away from them. So, just in line with Koyach ben Yodam, let's take a look at the sheet, rabbis. Let's take a look a little bit. It's a little bit fascinating material that we have here. Again, to have more ideas about Koyach ben Yodam. First item is a little bit of a shemuz from the Talna Rebbe. Talna Rebbe is a tremendously successful, he's a young person. He's sort of like, they call him a rising or an upcoming star in Yerushalayim. He lives in the Shechunas HaBukharim there, in Yerushalayim. He has his own Beis Medrash. And he draws great crowds to his Shmuzin. He has an interesting history himself. Not sure how he grew up in different circles, let's say. He had the yichas he always had. Siblings were not on the same mahalach as he was, but he was mekabel upon himself to be Mamshich, which he is from the Talna dynasty. And he's a Talna Rebbe. He had a sister in Efrat, matter of fact. You can see he was a totally different type of a Mokim, who was very sick, and as a result, he traveled once a week from Yerushalayim to give a shir in Ivrit, in Efrat, and it was written down and accumulated to quite a number of pamphlets. He told me personally that, as he did it as a schus for Refu Shleima, for his sister, Lamaisa, his sister did not make it, unfortunately. And however, he said, he still continues the shir. It should not look like he only is giving a shir if there's this purpose, like Kadosh Baruch Hu, Refu Shleima, or that's it, or nothing else. He started that shir, so he still continues it. He's a very, very popular speaker, extremely, extremely popular, that when the Square Town, when they bought recently the Homoak as the foundation, Chanukah Sabayis, for the second Shtetl Square, it was this tremendous Chanukah Sabayis, thousands and thousands of people, so they brought him from Eretz Yisrael. He was the guest speaker. So let's take a look a little bit on this particular very famous Medrash, an idea here by the Talna Rebbe here. Talna says here, Vina Yidua HaMedrash HaKadosh Baruch Hu Chozar Achrei Kol HaUmos. He says, it's Yidua the Medrash that by Kabbalah HaTorah, HaKadosh Baruch Hu first gave the option. HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave the option to other Umos who bikish Losis Lahem HaTorah. Kadosh Baruch Hu wanted to give them the Torah, Achem Lo Yirotzu Lekablo. But they did not want to accept the Torah. They didn't want to receive. The Kach Nemar B'Mechilta B'Parshasenu, Parshas Yisroi, the Mechilta, which is a Chazal, of course, and says the following Loshen. The Mechilta says, Ulefichach Nitvu Umas Oilom, the reason Kadosh Baruch Hu went and was Tevea, he offered it to the Umas Oilom, that they shouldn't have a Taina later. Umas Oilom will come back later on and have a Taina. Kadosh Baruch Hu, why didn't you offer us the Torah? Kadesh Lalitin Pischo in Pelohem, in order not to feed them, in order not to give them argument material. Klapishchina loymar ilu nitvanu kvakiban oleinu. They would have said we also would have accepted the Torah. Hareish nitvu uvalay kiblu aleim. So in other words, the goyim also were offered. All the umasoyim were offered the Torah. They did not accept it. Shenema vayoyimar Hashem misinai bo. He comes from here. Venigla al bnei Esav horosho vomalehem. So first he comes, let's say, to Esav and he says to them, very well known medrash, mekabla matim es haTorah. Ask the bnei Esav, are you willing to accept the Torah? So they say, before we accept, we want to know Maksimba. What does it say in the Torah? So they were told, the Ne'esav were told, it says in the Torah, Lois Sirzach, you should not murder, commit murder. Omru says, that's what the Torah says. We can't keep that. That is a Yerusha. That is our whole Metzias. This is a Yerusha that we receive from our Rovers. And we cannot be what we are without Ritzicha. Ritzicha is part of us. That is our Yerusha. We can't accept the Torah. So, continued HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Nigla b'nei Amo Nemoyev, he comes to the nation of Amo Nemoyev, Omer lahem, Akav lamatem es haTorah, Omer lahem, they also asked the question, Maksiba, Omer lahem, HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, Lo yisinof, do not commit adultery. Omer lahem, so they say, what do you mean not commit adultery? Kulonu miniyuf, our whole existence comes from the incestual relationship between Lot and his daughters. That the whole Metzius comes from a Maisa Niyuf. Tehsiva tehareno shtei benois Lot mavim, Bech Nekablo. Nigal ben Ishmael. So he goes to Ishmael. Omer lahem. Mekablo matem es haTorah. You're willing to be Mekablo the Torah. Omer lahem. So he said, Maksibo. So what does it say in the Torah? Loisignoi. Omer lahem. He said, what do you mean? Ishmael said, Loisignoi. Bezu ha-brochen is Baruch Avinu. That goof is the brochen. That's the success. Yitzchok Avinu, Avrom Avinu, Tehsiv, who ye per Odom. Tehsiv kegunav genafti, and so on. Kshabaitzel Yisrael, Kshabaitzel comes to the Eden. Meyimino Yeshdo Slomo, he brings the Torah to them. Poschu Kulam Piem, Veomru, Kola Shediber Hashem, Nase, Venishma. Just like Gabor, it's an interesting thing. Rabbi Gurvish, Rosh Yeshiva of Gateshead, Zatzal, he once asked, he said, it's an interesting thing. By all the humans, they asked Maksivbo, and the Kodesh Baruch Hu threw them a hard one, and they said, we can't accept it. The Eden Grada did not ask Maksivbo. If they would have asked Maksivbo, what challenging mitzvah would a Kodesh Baruch Hu throw at the Eden? If they would have asked Maksivbo, Rav Leib said, Loshen Hara. And they would have said, we can't keep this Torah. He said, we can't keep this Torah. But told them the law of Loshen Hara. Lucky they didn't ask, he says. They didn't ask. Had they asked Maksivbo, would have told them there's a law in the Torah against speaking Loshen Hara. And Agabuche, he said in the Shmuz, he says, Rav Leib says, Nu, Lamaise, if it's taket true, if they would have been asked that, they couldn't keep it. Nu, so Lamaise, they're makabel the Torah, and it seems it's shaykh. I mean, okay, most people talk are nichshol, but it's shaykh. So the pshat is like this. Before a person is makabel, things might very be difficult, and in fact, you don't have the koiches taket. In other words, prior to Kabbalah's Torah, they might be justified saying we can't. But your Makabal the Torah said Rav Leib Gurevich would come along with this, the Siyata Dishmaya as well. In other words, once the Yidden are Makabal, they all of a sudden are endowed with fresh new koiches that they never had before. So the truth is, they were not lying before, but now they are different people. The very fact that you were Makabal the Torah, what goes along with Kabbalah's Torah, comes the Siyata Dishmaya. Because Rav doesn't give you a Torah without the ability of being Makayim. Because Baruch Hu gave you a Torah, he also gave you the ability. So Enoch and Ami, prior to Kabbalah, you didn't have those koiches. They possibly could have said, no, we can't keep that mitzvah. But once Lamai said they were Makabal the Torah, it was fair to give them. It was fair to give them the love of Lashon Hara, because what comes along with Kabbalah says the Siyata Dishmaya, you just have to look for it, you have to want it, and you have to work at it. So Mel, that's the chilik before Kabbalah the Torah and after Kabbalah the Torah. Al Koponim. So here we have here, so says the Talmud Rebbe, HaMeforshim Kvar Shu'alu Ala Medrash. He says, Madua lechol umayis. He also asks this kasha. Same kasha. And the Farshim asks this kasha, why is it to all the Yumasoilam, not HaKadosh Baruch Hu mitzvah achas kidug melomashikosu batoir? All the Umas Oilam were given a dogma, were given an example. The Ilo Eitzel Yisrael Loi Kosuv. It's not mentioned Shinisa Oisam B'mitzvah Mesuyemes. It's not mentioned that they were tested by any particular mitzvah. Omnom Yesh Yetertzu. There are those who answer Shehevdul Noz Bekach, that the chilik is because they asked Maksibo. The Yidden didn't ask. So the very fact that they didn't ask was not necessary to test them in a specific mitzvah. That is some of Porshim say. In other words, it's not that Kadosh Baruch Hu threw them a mitzvah. Kadosh Baruch Hu, they asked Maksibo, so then they were thrown a difficult, particular difficult mitzvah. But the very fact that Yidden didn't ask, so Kadosh Baruch Hu didn't test them with any particular mitzvah. It should call Uma Shu'alu Maksibo, Vilu Am Yisrael Hiskim Lekabu Zatoyer Mibli Lachkoi Vlidrish Altivo. That's the chilik. Ach HaMaral Oymer Kan Dover Niflo. But if you take the Maral, the Maral comes and says the Dover Niflo. Again, the kasha is, why is it all the Yumas Oilam when they were offered the Torah? Kadosh Baruch Hu threw them a particular mitzvah to test them. But Yidden by Kabbalah the Torah were not given a dugma example of any particular difficult mitzvah. Why not? And the Maral says as follows. Who masbir that the truth is, you're making a mistake. The Yidden were tested. Where were they tested? How were they tested before Kabbalah the Torah? This is what the Maral says. Maral says, Shakosh Baruch Hu Kain Nosan Layam Yisroel Mitzvah Achas Benisoyin Lifne Nesinas HaTorah. He did give them a mitzvah to test them. But that test was given just before Kabbalah HaTorah. What is that test? One of the mitzvahs, one of the restrictions standing by Har Sinai, you might remember the Pasuk says, Hagbei Lesom V'Kidashtoi. There was a law in the Torah that Yidden cannot climb and ascend the mountain. There's so much Kedusha on the mountain that they have to stand away. Hagbel, boundaries. Hagbel is on the Kiddashtoi. Says the Maral, limiting Yidden from achieving Kedusha, blocking the motivation, the desires of Kedusha, that is the biggest sign for Yid. A Yid's neshama is attracted to Kedusha. And by disallowing, putting a barrier, blocking a Yid from realizing his she'ifa, his will, his drive, Hagbolin Kedusha, says the Maral, that's a tremendous test for Yid. It's an amazing thing. Again, godless Odom. The nature of Klal Yisrael, of a Yid, is to be attracted to always climb higher and higher in Kedusha. And if you take away that ability, that's a tremendous Nesoyim. You tell a Yid, you have tremendous Kedusha, all the world of Kedusha is right in front of you, and you can't go and connect with that Kedusha. Hagbel Osoam. Hagbolin Kedusha is a tremendous Nesoyim for a Yid. Because it's the very essence of a Yid to be attracted, to yearn, and to cleave to all the more Kedusha. That's the Maral's parents. Ha'agibel ha'son v'kedashti tzivu zeh le'hizkadesh v'ho'i iser la'alaz behor. The iser not to climb the mountain. Heim, heim, ho'ya ha'nesoyin shalam Yisrael. Im yishma b'kol Hashem. Thou the Nesoyim to see if they can listen to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. U'kemoish HaKadosh Baruch Hu b'ochar eitzel kolum esatzav. Just like by other nations, the Kadosh Baruch Hu picked the most difficult, loisinov by them, loisignov by them, and so on. The Kadosh Baruch Hu picked Hatzav Shehoya Hachikosh Elohem Lekabel Ritzicha Biseir, that is Esav, Gezel Bishmoel, Niu Baman Amoyov, Kach Bochar Hashem, Es Ahagbola Lalois Behor Kinisoyin Lam Yisrael. Am Yisrael Noitzar Beteva, Klal Yisrael were created with a nature, Shalislahavus the Kedusha. It is inherent in Ayit, Islahavus the Kedusha. Sebrent Kedusha burns in him. Sebrent Kedusha in him. And tell a Yid, you cannot climb higher. Tell a Yid, this is your gvul. You have to stop over here. For a Yid, that's a tremendous nesoy, says the Maral. Harotzoin lehisalois ulizdabik b'Hashem. Neymar, the Posek says, the Novi says, Amzu yotzartali. I created this nation. And what does it say? Tehilosi yisapeiru, a Posek in Yeshai. In other words, yotzartali, the whole Yetzirah, the whole Metzias, the whole Yetzir, the formation, the creation of a Yid is Tehilosa Yisaperu. Hamahus Shalam Yisrael Shoyefes. This is the Mahus. This is the Metzias of a Yid that is Shoyef, he yearns, Lehisached im Kuchibrichu. Ukemoisho Matsinu Benodav Aviu, Shislahavu Bigdishosam at Kaloisa Nefesh. By Nodav Aviu is so strong that he actually died because of it. Because he rose to such Kedusha that is beyond the ability of a goof, boss of Adam, to be able to receive, to be mekabel. Too much Kedusha. The neshama was merely whisked away. Because the goof could not contain. The gashmi is the goof. The earthly goof could not contain after this Kedusha. Why did it happen? not of Aviv, in spite of dying. By the way, the Or HaChaim HaKadosh says they felt that they were losing their neshama, but the attraction to Kedusha was so strong, so gevaldig. V'korvosom lifnei Hashem v'yemusu. That is the nature of every Yid. Every Yid has within his essence Amzu Yitzartoli. This is the Yitzir of a Yid. His Ahav is the Kedusha. And therefore, he says, this was the most difficult Nesoyim when HaKadosh Baruch Hu said by Har Sinai, stop and do not climb. Do not climb the mountain. So again, so this is an amazing thought. Just give us a little bit of an idea of what it means. What it means, Godless Odom. Godless Odom is so strong to grow and to develop and to reach ever greater heights of Madrega, that if you try to blunt it, you start to stifle it, to block him. This is the greatest Nesoyim. What Esav's Nesoyim, Shmoy's Nesoyim, Lesinov, Lesignov, Lesertzoch, Lehavdil, this is by Gashmius. The same way they have that tithe, and we know how their tithe is in those areas, with Ritzich and Genev and so on. Lehavdil, the other side, tithe, desire for Kedusha, yearning for Kedusha, drive, motivation for Kedusha. That's on the side of Kedusha. That is Mamish, the complete hefech of the drive that a Yid has. So this is one area we see, again, Godless Odom, as we're learning here in Nefesh HaChaim. We go here, Rabbi Yisai, is a very fascinating next piece, number two, the Droshes Haran. This is the Ran in the Droshes. Let us remember that the Ran in his time was the foremost authority. The Ran, one of the Gedolei Rishonim, was the foremost authority of his time. Ran was born in 1290, and he was Nifter in Barcelona in 1375. Ran was right after the Rajwa. The Rajwa was the Rav of his time in Barcelona. And Agaburche, when the Rosh left Germany because of the various matziv and the pogroms against the Jewish communities, and where his Rebbe, the Maram Rottenberg, of course, was imprisoned and because of the Bilbul and had to die in prison and so on and so forth, the Rosh realized that he'll be next, because the governments, of royalty, they used to extort funds from the Jewish community by kidnapping their leaders, knowing that Yidden will go all out to ransom the Jewish community leaders, the Gedolei Yisrael. So the Ran figured the best thing for him is he's not going to wait, and certainly doesn't want to put himself in such a position, and that's why he moves to Sfard, he moves to Spain. And when he comes to Spain, he spent in a week in Barcelona by the Rajwa. The Rajwa was tremendously machabed him, first time that they met face to face, and he spends a week in the house of the Rajwa. And at that time, the city of Toledo had a vacancy, if you want to call it, which is called in the Rishonim Tultila. Look in the Chuvas Rosh. The city of Toledo in Spain is called Tultila. The Tur, when he quotes it, Tur also lived there. Tur also left Germany, the son of the Rosh, the Bala Turin. He also moves to Spain with his father, and also Rabbeinu Yehuda ben Rosh, another brother of the Tur. And sons of the Rosh, as I say, Barcelona, and then it was in Toledo. And that's where he was nifted. The Rosh was nifted in Toledo, Bala Turin was nifted in Toledo. There's nothing there, no Zecher whatsoever. They did a good job of eradicating any Zecher of any of the Gedolei Rishonim who lived there. In any case, so the Ran writes here, the Droshes Haran. The Ran writes as follows. Ayin b'Droshes Haran. We take a look over here in Drusha Shemini Shekosta Bin Yevzel Rishonim. This is what the Ran writes. Behusha Ein Sofik. Listen to the words of the Ran. This is a Rishon talking. The Ran says, Ein Sofik Sheroyu Shenamon. Look what he says. There's no doubt that we have to believe. Just like we know when there was a Beis HaMikdosh, this dwelling place, this Beis HaMikdosh, this was HaMikudish Mokoim, this was the holiest place, Mokoim Muchon, it was a place that was ready, prepared, Lochul Shefa HaNavua VaChochma, all of Navu and Chochma emanated from the Mokoim HaMikdosh, that we know, that's not what the Ran is trying to tell us. But the Ran is trying to make a comparison. Just as we all know that the Mokem HaMikdash was the source of Nevuah and Chochma, to the extent it was from here that Nevuah spread all over. If there ever was Nevuah by any Yid, where did it come from? The source of the Nevuah came from the Mokem HaMikdash. The source of the Nevuah, the source of Chochma, that later spread out to Klal Yisrael, and Yidin who were Zoichi for Nevuah, it all comes from the Mokem HaMikdash. Says the Ran in the same way, Kein royu, in the same way it is appropriate, sheyu hanaviim v'chasidim muchonim lekabel shefa achochma v'navua. So too, even if we don't have a Beis HaMikdosh, but the people, the human beings, great human beings, like neviim, chasidim, that they become the source to receive the hashpo of chokhmah and nevuah, achbem tzu'usom, through them, yushpa hashefa ahu al hamuchonim l'chol b'nei doirom. Anyone, the generation, who makes himself a vehicle ready for nevuah and chokhmah, will be able to get it from who? From those Nevi'im and those Chasidim. They become the source of bringing down Hashpos HaChokhm to the rest of the world. In other words, Nevi'im and Chasidim, Tzadikim, Oivdei Hashem, they become the substitute for the Mokem HaMikdosh. When we had a Beis HaMikdosh, it was the Mokem HaMikdosh, which is the Mokem of all-encompassing Kedusha, and became the source of Kedusha, spreading Kedusha to the entire world from the Mokem HaMikdosh. Now that we don't have a Beis HaMikdosh, it is the great people. The tzaddikim become like the Mokem HaMikdosh, that Hashem, through them, brings Kedusha down to the entire world. They become the receivers, and then L'chol b'nei doiron. Look what he says. Gamim lo yishtatfu mo'em. Even the other people are not next to them. In other words, other people in the generation are not standing next to these particular Nevi'im or Chasidim. Al mitzad him tzo'on b'doiron. The fact that you are living in the same generation as these tzaddikim are. So if you're living in the same generation, Shem Atzmom Kemoy HaMikdosh HaMekudish. Look what the Ron says. Godless order. Man is able to reach and generate with himself such Kedusha that he's Mamish to Mokem HaMikdosh. We should not be surprised, because we learned it in Nefesh HaChayim. The Nefesh HaChayim said, this Tavnis HaMishkon that's called Kelov, V'chein Tasu. I'm showing you, right? Kasha Temorah Behor, Reb Chaim Lulun Nefesh HaChayim, the whole idea of showing you how the Mishkan is supposed to look like, the Mishkan called Kelov, the purpose is V'chein Tasu, that you become a Mikdosh. So we are already aware that the godless Odom is that he becomes an actual Beis HaMikdosh. But that's Reb Chaim talking, but now we're learning it from a Rishon. Now we're learning this from the Ran saying that. That a person becomes Mekudish Kemoy HaMikdosh HaMekudish. Ramban Zalkosa B'Soyf Seder V'Hoyoekev, and he brings the Ramban. V'Yitochen Ba'anshei Zois Hamalo. He says, it is possible, he says, by people who had these great milas, he says, he said, Ramban also says such a thing, that they become connected to the eternal life, these tzaddikim. They become the dwelling place of the Shechina. The Shechina resides in them. So the Ran says, what's inherent in the Ramban is also that they become the conduit, as we said, to spread Nevu and Chokhmah to the entire world. Now says the Ran. Look what the Ran says further. Continues the Ran. V'lefichoch, therefore, v'hinimotzei l'nevim v'chasidim b'doirois, when we have, if we have the schus to have great people like nevim and chasidim b'doirois yehashefa shefei aleihem, so now the hashpoa comes down to them, u'bem su'usom, and through them efshe shiyeh shefeya, it spreads al kol ha'muchonim b'mnei doirim. V'kolshken, and certainly those who connect with them, those who cleave to these tzaddikim, they have a shaykhis with them. V'kolshken loisam she miskarvim aleim u'mishtatfim imoem. Says the Ran further. V'loi b'chayeyem belvad. These great tzaddikim are not simply a conduit only when they're alive. It's not limited to being alive. But the Ran says, ki gam achri moisam. The Ran says, and that was the caver of a tzaddik. Here's what the Ran talks about, the caver of a tzaddik. Because these people, when they were alive, they were the vessels of receiving all the Ashpoa min Hashemayim. And from them it emanates and spreads to the world. It's not Dafki B'chayim. But the Ran says, but Gam B'moisom, he says, also after they are gone, Mekoymois Kivroiseyem, Re'uyim is worthy, Lehimotzei Hashef Hashom, B'tzad min Atzdodim, Ki Atzmoiseyem, because their bones, Asher Kvar Hoyu Kalim, because their bones, when they were alive, their bones already became Kalim. He says, Lochu aleihem hashefa holeki. In order to receive the godly chokhmah, adai nishar behem, they still have a roshim min hamayla the hakovit, sheyaspik lekiyotza b'zeh, there should be enough to spread it further. Mifnei zeh omer Chazal, therefore Chazal have told us, sheroi lishtateach al kivre tzadikim. That is the mayla to go, and to be mispallel by the kivre of a tzadik, ulispallishom. Why? Look at the Ran says. It's a Ran. A tefillah in the mokim of a tzaddik, tiyiritzuya yoiser, is more acceptable in Shemayim, lihimotzi shom gufois, because you are in the presence of bodies, asher chal aleihem kfar hashefa liki. They're godly bodies, bodies that have the Hashpoah of Hashem. So here the Ron again says, godless Odom is so great, that being that once he was alive, the body attained so much Kedusha, that Kedusha does not evaporate even after the Misa. The bones already have absorbed that Kedusha. So even though the Tzaddik is no longer alive, to be able to continue in his Avodah physically, but his bones, his physical bones, forget about his Neshomet, I'm not talking about that. His physical bones, the Bebokim HaKever, is a Mokim Kodesh. And therefore, it's davening over there, says the Ram, the Tfilas are more Mekubal. So I want to show you something. Move the sheet on the side, and we finish here with the Shtikl Chassam Sofer here with the sheet. We have a fascinating Chassam Sofer, and that should signal something to us. The Chassam Sofer says as follows, V'ayin gam mishal tzitshuvah Chassam Sofer Arachayim Sim Mekufayin, Shekosav, Shehizgulun Efloi Lispalol B'tzad HaTzadik. You know what the Chassam Sofer says? If you stand next to a Tzadik, it's a tremendous gula. If you see an Odom Godel, you are in an area, you're in a place, you see an Odom Godel, move over closer to him. Dav Mincha next to him. There's a gula gedoyle lo yispalo b'tzad HaTzadik, v'zehu shispalo l'chana toich dalet amoysof shel Eli. That idea. Chana wanted to be successful in her tefillah, to be able to have a child, to be able to win a child from a Kodesh Baruch Hu. What does she do? She stands as closely as possible as she can. She's a woman. She's within the dalet amos of Eli HaKoyim. Ubir hadvarim hu, like the Ran is saying, kenal, she odom tzadik hu be'etzem migdash Hashem amish. Can you imagine if we would have the Beis HaMikdash? Everybody would understand. To daven in the Mokim HaMikdash, that's the Mokim. That's the Mokim Merutza B'Yoyser. As a matter of fact, even today, all our tefillahs go through the Mokim HaMikdash. So imagine if you have the Mokim HaMikdash, that is the place. A tzadik is the Mokim HaMikdash. Wherever a tzadik is, you have the Mokim HaMikdash. That is the Mokim HaMikdash. In the same way that the Mokim HaMikdash is the Mokim Mesugal Tefillah, Chochanam and Mokim HaTzadik who Mokim Mesugal Tefillah. And Vinei Berosh Hashanah, the Gemara Rosh Hashanah tells us, Sheshkula Mises Tzadikim Kisreifas Beis Alekeinu, that the Mises Tzadikim equals Churm Beis HaMikdash. What does that mean? What does it mean, Mises Tzadikim equals Churm Beis HaMikdash? Now we understand. Well, I'm a Vuyer Hainu, you know why? Because the Tzadik is the Beis HaMikdash himself. A Tzadik is a living Beis HaMikdash. And therefore, if a tzaddik passes away, avadin avadish kulam is a tzaddikim, his mises like sreifas beis hamikdash mamish. Here we have a shtickle understanding again and an indication of what we are learning here in Nefesh HaChaim to understand what it means, godless Odom, how great a person is able to achieve. And as we learned over here, that this is taka the pshat, Rabbi Yisai, that this in fact is the pshat, that either the Hagbola, the limitation, as we said, either the Hagbola, that's the greatest Nesoyin for Yid, to tell him that he's not able to grow further. And we see the Mokem HaMikdash, the Koyach of the Tzadik, in the sense that he reaches this high Madrega, that this becomes a Mokem Mesugal, in fact, for Tefillah. Okay, Rabbi Yisai, so we're going to move on here and take a look. At Perek Zayin. Try to do a little bit over here. Rabbi Chaim goes on, basically, to reiterate a little bit of what we are talking about. And Rabbi Chaim goes on to say like this. This is Perek Zayin, and Rabbi Chaim basically references us back to the end of Perek Hey. You see the first opening words in Perek Zayin, Va'ato mevuer ho'inyan hanal be'perek Hey. In other words, let us remember, what was Rabbi Chaim Machadish? Rabbi Chaim was Machadish in Perek Hey on the Pasuk Vahi ho'odom lenefesh chayo. So let's become aware again. The simple meaning is that HaKadosh Baruch Hu blew a neshama into man. So through the neshama that was blown to man, now man becomes a living being. That's a simple pshat. Vayipach ba'apol of neshamas chayim. HaKadosh Baruch Hu blows into man a neshama. As a result, what? Vayi ho'odom, man now becomes a nefesh chayo, means now he becomes a living being. Rabbi Chaim said, no, there's much deeper. It says, Vayi ho'odom lenefesh chayo, man becomes a neshama himself. Man becomes the neshama to all the oilam eswal yoinim, to the entire universe, because it is through him, his motions, his movement, that controls the upper worlds. In other words, the same way that man's neshama gives him life, in the same way that man's neshama gives him life, so too man's action give the motion and movement and the interaction in the upper worlds. So man, as it were, is the neshama, is the soul of the upper worlds. Physical man. This is what Reb Chaim says. Let's take a look. Shodom nikra hanefesh. We learned in Perikei, Vahi Hodom Lenefesh Chayo. So Vahi Hodom Lenefesh Chayo, we learned out that man is called Nefesh V'nishmas Achayim Shel Ribei Ribivon Oilomois. That a man is considered to be the Nishmas Chayim to all the myriads of worlds. Says Rabbi Chaim, now when we say man is a neshama, man is a physical. So it does not mean loy nefesh kin nefesh hanosun v'dovik mamish b'toch gufodom. When we say that man is the neshama of the upper worlds, it's not like when we say man has a neshama. Man has a neshama, his neshama is something spiritual. Man's neshama is something spiritual. So when we say that man is also a neshama, he's a neshama to the upper worlds, he's not that same kind of a neshama because man is physical. So what do we mean that man is also a neshama? So Rabbi Chaim says it means like this. He says, Zelo Yitochim. He cannot say that man is actually a neshama in the same way that man's neshama within him. Man's neshama within him is spiritual. Man is physical, and yet we call him a neshama. How do we call man a neshama? Says Rabbi Chaim, Omnom, Hainu. When we say that man is the nefesh of all the upper worlds, Hainu. Shekemoi shekol prote tnois. Un tias evare haguf. Just like all of the various movements. What gives man the ability to move any aver? What gives man the ability to move any aver? Heim al yidei ha-nishmas chayim sheboy. Man's ability to move any aver is through his neshama. Kifi tenuois chiyusoi unitiyosoi. According to the movements, right, of his life force. Keino inyan. So too, all of the movements in the upper worlds. Kol, he says, the inyan is shekol netiyas ha-koiches va-oilamis v'sidre ha-markova. All of the arrangement of how things are arranged. Akvi inyan hahisoyres mimaisa hodom lamato. This is controlled by man down here. And the reason for that is, how does man taka have that koyach? Two aspects. A, man's neshama is from a higher world than all of the upper worlds, Reb Chaim will tell us. Again, man's neshama is from a higher world, than all of the upper worlds. So therefore, man is on a higher plane than all of the upper, that gives him dominion. But in addition to that, man is talking from a higher world. But what is his connection to control worlds? His connection is because all of the worlds that are lower than his neshama have contributed to the makeup of man, as we already had. Man is a composite of all of the worlds that Hashem created. So therefore, man, has within himself, he is the all-encompassing miniature form. He is the all-encompassing of all the worlds. And therefore, all of the upper worlds are controlled by him. As Reb Chaim says in the next few lines. Reb Chaim says, Umetam, the reason that man has this tremendous power, Shehu Kolu, because man is contained within himself. Kolu. A man is a koil, is complete. Right? All-encompassing. Umishuchlu. Man has been developed, and he's called b'mispar prota kachoisa v'sidreim. All of his individual koiches and the seder of his koiches is based upon what? It's called al pisidrei yishtalshus v'skashrus hakoiches ho'oilamis al yoinim v'tachtonim kulam. So man contains within himself the cloliest of all of the upper and lower worlds. V'hu mitzad shayrish nishmos al yoinim. Because man's neshama comes even from a higher world. She hagvoye. Ba'pnimis, it is more pnimis, he says, moha oilemes hanevroim kulam. Keniskir la'el is mentioned above the perkei. V'chein, therefore, hu koilul es kulam. Therefore, man is koilul all of the upper worlds. Matam shenizbar b'perkei, again. Mach meshoirish nishmosoi. Because of the shoirish of his neshama, which is gvoyu pnimis mo'ilemes, therefore he is above all of the upper worlds, and all of the worlds that are therefore below him contribute to the makeup of man. Umetam shenizbar b'perek ovar, mach meshuhu kolu, man contains within himself, mikolo oilamois, hakol echod, as he says, kemoi shenizbar. So it comes out, Rabbi Isai, very, very interesting, that man becomes the neshama of all the multitude of worlds, and he says, how is this understood? And he says, when we say that man is the neshama of all the upper worlds, it means that just as every motion of a person's Abram are activated by his neshama, so too the destinies of all the spiritual worlds, says Reb Chaim, he says their continuance or their destruction is determined by the action of man. What does it mean? Either by his observance of mitzvahs or violating the mitzvahs. Man's dominion and shlita over the entire world. And this is how important. Reb Chaim tells us, which is now tremendous good news. So a person, Ein Sadik Barza Shiyasa Toivolo Yechto, who's to say that I'm not, or I haven't sinned? And therefore, even a tzaddik on the greatest level. So what did we just say? And we know how our averus, and therefore we make a cheshbon. So how much oilum is that we destroy? So Rabbi Chaim says, but the good news is that if Hashem gave you the ability to destroy, through tshuva you can rebuild all that you have destroyed. Look at Rabbi Chaim, the next few lines. Well, lezois, and therefore says Rabbi Chaim, loy levadoi nisno mishpat abchira. All of the destinies of the world's choice have been given to man. Either lahatois atzmoi veso oilumus leezit sadash yachpoitz. He has ability to direct the world to any direction that he wants. He wills it. And he says, oi, af im kvar goram v'sibav chaz v'sholem b'chatov. Here's the good news. That even if man chaz v'sholem, he caused through his sins harisas oilumus. Even if he already sinned, and he brought destruction to the higher worlds, to the higher worlds, v'sidrei hamarkova v'churbonon v'iridosom chaz v'sholem. Man has the power. He has the power to rectify all of the lapses. He says it's Asher Ives, all of the lapses that he destroyed, he ruined. Velivnois and the Herosois. And he has the ability to rebuild. Mitzad Shehu Kolul Umishutav Mekulam. Because again, because man is the core of all the spiritual worlds, as we said, and all the Koyach of the forces. So that's the case. So now let's take a look. We see of the Melissas and Tilan. We say in one of the Shir HaMalos, we say, Hashem Tzilcho al Yad Yiminecho. Hashem Tzilcho al Yad Yiminecho. Which simply means is, the simple translation of David HaMelech says, Hashem is your shadow at your right hand. Right? Hashem Tzilcho al Yad Yiminecho. Hashem is your shadow at your right hand. So Chaim says, the way we are learning now, there's a much deeper pshat. And by the way, this is a pshat also mentioned, as we say many times, we find a very much of a consistency in Sifrei Chassidus, you know, as we find in the other worlds itself also. And Rav Chaim says, Hashem Tzilcho, Tzilcho is from Loshen shadow. The definition of a shadow means the shadow basically mimics, reflects exactly what you do. Hashem reacts to your actions, which means the way that you conduct yourself, that is going to be the reflection in all of the upper worlds. Because we just said now that man controls the upper worlds. This is implied, says Rav Chaim, Zeh Shomer Dovra Melech Olav HaSholem. This in fact is what Dovra Melech is saying. Hashem Tzilcho al Yad Yiminecho. Hainu, Shekemoi Shinatiyas Hatzel. Tzilcho mi shadow. The same way that your shadow, Shinatiyas Hatzel Shalei Sedover. The form of the shadow on something, Hu Mechuvim, Rak Kvik Tnuas Oysoi Hadover Lo'onoite. We know that the shadow of a person, it mimics every motion that you make. Kein bedimyon hazeh ki biyochel hu yizbarach. In the same way, HaKadosh Baruch Hu mischaber lintois hoilomois kifit tenuois unetiyis masa odom. So to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, he guides the higher worlds according to your actions. Hashem Tzilcho. Hashem is your shadow. The way that you act according to your maisim, so HaKadosh Baruch Hu will have the other worlds react according to your maisim. Turns out, Reb Chaim says that he found that there's a medrash that says the exact same thing. That this is the meaning of Hashem Tzilcho. Your shadow. The same way that your shadow reflects what you do, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is your shadow. HaKadosh Baruch Hu reflects what you do. Also, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is your shadow. The chaim before the medrash of HaKadosh Baruch Hu l'moshe. HaKadosh Baruch Hu says to Moshe, Lechem oylem Yisrael. Go say to the Eden, Kishmi eke asher eke. What does it mean? By Yisis Mitzrayim. Go tell the Eden, eke asher eke. I am what I am. Mau eke asher eke, kishem sha'ato havei imi, kachani, so I, havei, I also is imoch, I am with you. Eke asher eke, I am the way you are. The way that you are, that's the way I am, says the Kodesh Baruch Hu. Says Gaburche, the Ramban says, Ramban in fact says in Parsha Shemois, Peregimel Yud Gimel, the Ramban says, that there's a Medrash Agoda, he quotes the same thing, eke asher eke, that the way that you deal with me, I will deal with you. Says the Medrash Loshon as follows, an example. Says Rambam, in Poischem es Yedeim v'oisin tzedokah, if Yidin open their hand and they do tzedokah, afani eftach es yodi, shenemar yiftach Hashem es oitzora hatoiv. What does it depend on? What you do, if you open your hand. If you open your hand, so yiftach Hashem es oitzora hatoiv. So therefore the Pshat is also, v'chein omer David says the Medrash, Hashem tzilcha yad yiminecho, ma Hashem tzilcha, what does Hashem tzilcha mean? Ketzilcho like your shadow. Ma tzilcho mat mesachikloi. If you laugh, the shadow laughs. Hu mesachikloi. If you mat boich, if you cry, hu boich kenegdecho. Your shadow exactly mimics what you do. If you saw the shadow, a desperate face, or so on, also, and he brings down the Zohar Kodesh, but you have it right away, Rabbi Yisrael. You have the Lashon Kodesh translation right immediately after the Lashon. Let's do the Lashon Kodesh, right, so it's a safe time. If you look in your Nefesh HaChaim, you have the Lashon Kodesh translation. You should have it right under the Zohar Kodesh, in brackets, right now, a few lines down. He said like this, Boyerei, this is the Lashon of the Zohar Kodesh. Boyerei oylem atachten oymed lekabel tomit. The oylem atachten stands parallel. The oylem atachten stands parallel to the oylem ha'elyon. The oil ma'elyon will give down hashpoah according to what's happening down here. If a person stands with a horas ponim, with a radiance in face, with a good demeanor, with a happy demeanor, os kach meirim le'mamalo, they will give him happy tidings from Shemaim as well. It's a little frightening zayra kodesh here. If a man stands ba'atzvus, noisem loy din ze kenegdoy. It's an indictment. Many times when a person, Chaz v'Shalom, finds himself in a matzav of din, maybe you brought it upon yourself because you were ba'atzis. If you are ba'atzis, you create that type of a hanhog in Shemayim. This is what the Zohar Kodesh says, that if you are ba'atzis, then noisim loy din ze kenegdoy. Ke'ein ze, therefore, it says, l'moshel, ivdu es Hashem b'simcha, that you serve Hashem with gladness, ki simcha sodom, because if you have simcha down here, Shemayim will give you more simcha. So it's an amazing thing that if a person is besimcha down here, even if his matzav is not too great, but the very fact you're besimcha, Shemayim will change the matzav to allow you to be besimcha. And this is the Lashon of the Goyim. I conclude with this. The Goyim says the Mishlah. You don't have it there? Let me read you the Lashon of the Goyim. The Goyim said like this, Kisho ish tomid besimcha. Whoever wants to look it up, it's in Perek Yud Ches Mishle. Kisho ish tomid besimcha. If a person is besimcha, av shetovoy olav machla chas v'sholom. Look at the Goyim saying. If he can find a way to be besimcha, even if he's chas v'sholom sick, besimchoso yivatleno. Goyim. With the koich of simcha, be mavatlet. With Nefesh HaChaim, we see it with the Zohar HaKodesh. Because Shem Tzilcha, Shemayim is a shadow of how you are down here. If you have Simcha down here, you'll be Me'er HaShpoim, and Shemayim should be B'Simcha. Yerotzen, we should always be able to be kind in the midst of Simcha, and have Seicha, to have Simcha B'Protis and B'Klolis, and the Simcha of Klal Yisrael, Me'er HaShpoim, Amen.